Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Morena, Sam. Sorry.
Morena.
I had too many faders going at once there. How are you?
Good. I was really confused when you said this is Jungle Pussy, and this really ties into our next segment. So I was like, wait. And then I realised what the name of the song was. So I'm on board now. I get it.
Cool. Great. I'm glad. How's your week been, Sam?
Same old, same old.
Yay. We are talking about what TV show this morning.
So I saw the show pop up a few weeks ago and I was like, oh, I want to watch this. I'm so excited. It's Pax Society's Raised by Refugees, which is on Prime and Neon.
Yes.
And you guys had him on the show on Wednesday,
I believe. We did. It was so nice to hear about the show from Pax, but I'm super keen to hear what you thought of it. Did you enjoy watching it?
I loved it. So if for the viewers that don't know, this is a show basically by Pax Society, a New Zealand comedian who is Iranian and Pakistani. His mother's Pakistani, his dad's Iranian. And basically it's about him growing up in West Auckland in the wake of the 9/11 tragedy, basically, as a first-generation New Zealander being raised by refugees, as the title suggests. And this is a show that's autobiographical. Pax actually plays his own father in it, which is amazing.
So good.
It's got that unique New Zealander experience that I haven't seen before on our screens before. Like, it's one of those TV shows that's quintessentially Kiwi, but the multicultural Kiwi that I hope that we are as a society, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's kind of one of those shows that reflects what the country is like in reality, but we haven't seen reflected on TV beyond, you know, Shortland Street and its attempts at multiculturalism, you know? So there's something we're starting to see now where there's more of this real sort of narrative from a plethora of different awesome New Zealanders talking about their experience as New Zealanders or within New Zealand.
Yeah, and the show, besides from being like a commentary, or can be viewed as a commentary on, you know, multicultural New Zealand, it's really funny and it's really sweet.
Yeah.
Episode 3, I shed a tear. It was just that I won't spoil too much, but basically in episode 3, Pax deals with his blossoming into puberty, as well as Guy Fawkes. So infer what you will from that description. But at the end of it has a really, really sweet scene, and it really stung me right in the feels.
It's one of those shows that really makes you laugh and then cry the next second. It's got a good sort of wielding the tragicomic knife quite well, because it's not light subject matter that he's talking about. I mean, so much of the show focuses on racism that he was experiencing and his family was experiencing post 9/11 in New Zealand, but he manages to do it in a way that also makes you see the humour that is pretty inherent to being a tween, you know, and all of the sort of like charms of a family unit. And I think he, when he was talking to us about it the other day, he was talking about how he'd really been inspired by Chris Rock and Everybody Hates Chris growing up and those kind of shows, and how it was like a real privilege for him to be able to make a show like that. Like, you know, there's something really joyful about this television show.
And it's great to see like sitcom tropes and the sitcom formula that we all know and is really comfortable to us, from an uncomfortable perspective that maybe us white New Zealanders don't actually get to see it from, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
One of the things about the show, like, obviously it focuses a lot on bullying in, like, intermediate school and high school. And, you know, kids across New Zealand can say that they're probably being bullied. Like, I don't think it's that unheard of to having bullied at least once or twice in your life, or maybe even more, which is obviously really bad. But to view it from this lens is, like, such a different experience for a lot of New Zealanders and people that, you know, I think you said in your interview, you know, it really captures a part of life for non-white New Zealanders growing up. I will say, though, I'm not going to give this show like the most glowing review. I will say, obviously, when you've got child actors trying to pull their heart out on screen, it can be a bit cringe sometimes.
That's a hot take, a very hot take, Sam.
Listen, I have to be balanced in my reviews, and I love the show and I love watching it, but it is hard to see, like, you know, 12-year-old actors really carry scenes with, you know, authenticity. You're like, I know you're just a kid saying some lines sometimes, you know?
Spicy take from Sam Sinnott this morning.
Listen, I'm sorry, I had to.
Hey, you're the viewmaster.
But when you see Pax's appearance on screen, also Kimberly Crossman's really good in this. I think everyone should give her some props. She's amazing.
Love Kimberly Crossman. She's a gem. She is a national treasure.
She's a national treasure. That is undisputable. But the scenes with Pax's parents just... every single time they just get me. His mum, I don't know the name of the actress, I don't have it in front of me, unfortunately. We'll put it in the show notes in the B-cast. But she's just... she just carries this, like, heart and soul of this family and, like, the inherent life that they all live. And then, like, both her son and her husband are trying to protect her from kind of the outside world because she's a bit more sheltered because she kind of keeps the house in this 2000 and whatever, you know, reality, which is, you know, a bit backwards in terms of these days, you know, everyone's out of the house, but she really is a bit sheltered, and then they like try and protect her, and it's this beautiful like father and son doing their best to like make lives better for the whole family.
Yeah.
It's really just quite a beautiful story.
If people want to go and watch Raised by Refugees, where do they do that, Sam?
It's on Neon. It also aired on free-to-air TV on Prime. Which,
and I think that's doing a week-by-week thing if you want to watch along terrestrially.
Yeah, I'm not a terrestrial watcher, unfortunately. But
we know you are a binger. That is, I mean, we are the generation of binge TV, really.
Yeah, I watched this all in one night. It's 6 episodes on Neon, and I hope it gets 60 more. Like, there's just a lot. There's a lot of story to be told in this this kind of way, and I loved it.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Sam. Have a fantastic weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sweet. Miss you guys.
See you soon. Bye.
I just waved at my phone. What the hell?
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.
Miss Sam too.